Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
7:14. It's going to be rainy today. Grab an umbrella. And it's a high 73 and then dropping off later in the afternoon. For now, we're pleased to welcome, because of that song, you know what time it is, Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So now, before we get into this, Cindy, how well does Joe do the whole sick thing? Is he a tough guy or kind of wimpy or what?
I will say he's improved amazingly over the years.
Oh, that is such
Dad,
a
non-answer. Dad, what does
that mean? Yeah, what does that mean?
Translate.
Let me just start by saying for the song this morning, neither of us were swaying. But, Joe, what does that mean?
I will gladly concede that women are tougher than men. I'll just grant you that one. So I'm not even going to fight that battle.
So I actually know, because you're my parents, that there's something going on that inspired this topic today.
Yes. Cindy, take it away.
I'll take it away. Well, first of all, you know, I've had a back issue for 36 years, and I don't know where it is on the scale of, you know, severe or little. I don't know. I just know when I deal with pain, there's nothing like it. And when I feel good, I feel like, oh, I'll always feel like this. So when somebody's in pain, you don't know what their pain is like. But just recently, Joe had an injury. We've been working really hard getting our other house together, ready to put it on the market again. And he had been lifting a few things. Really, he probably shouldn't have been lifting. We can look back now and go, oh, maybe that wasn't the right choice. But then I think just a little something happened with the wheelbarrow, and it kind of went one way, and he tried to shimmy it back the other, and his back went out. And that's the first time I think his back ever went out like that. So he's been pretty miserable. And I feel like, you know, when you're the person who's not in pain, you can get really aggravated at a person who is in pain, because you can be like, well, you know, come on already.
Yeah.
But when your body isn't ready to do that and you're in pain, the person who's caring for that person has to have an understanding of that. But then the person also who's in pain has to have an understanding that, you know, they have to be careful to not be overly, if they're not. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be in bed for like 10 weeks if you don't need to be.
Right.
Or be overly demanding while you're in bed for a few days.
Exactly. And so the question becomes, you know, are you a demanding or cooperative person? But I will tell you that Joe has truly, when I've been injured, and I have been in bed a couple of times for 7 weeks with my back. And if you remember, I had that ankle injury and I was out of commission for 4 months.
Yeah.
So there's times when it's going to happen. And maybe it's going to be harder than that. Maybe it's going to be caring for someone with Alzheimer's for 15 years. I mean, it can be, you could put it from the scale from, you know, 0 to 10. But yes, so there's all those things, you know, how demanding are you, or can you be pleasant through the pain? Because I'll tell you what, when you're in pain, it's pretty hard to be real pleasant because you're not feeling good.
Yeah.
So what are some of the tricks and tips for how both sides of this can just stay strong in marriage in the midst of it?
Well, I think we need to step back and realize that, you know, one of the biggest threats to building strong marriages involves failing to anticipate and really work through these inevitable difficulties that we're all going to face at some point in time in our marriages. And then this is where it's necessary for us to begin to grasp God's perspective on difficulties and problems. And if we don't do that, there's going to be a slow drift toward isolation, even in the midst of someone suffering from a physical ailment or whatever. And so, you know, this is where we need to really lean upon each other a lot heavier than we normally would. And but I so appreciate the words of C.S. Lewis, where he said that pain is God's megaphone to us. And what he's saying there is basically, can we stop and wait upon the Lord and see what is it that God's trying to say to us during these times of affliction or pain in our lives? And I believe it's very reassuring to know that having these difficulties doesn't mean that something is wrong with your marriage. It's just something that comes across our pathway to all of us at certain times. We just need to be in that mode of serving one another and loving one another during those times.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, for those who are dealing with chronic illness, this can be a whole different set of circumstances and challenges. What words of wisdom do you have for those who would deal with that type of situation?
Well, I think, you know, a couple of things. One, I think if you're the one who's hurting, injured, ill, the other person has to be really careful to not try to top that, you know, mm-hmm. just kind of like when we have conversations and even, so I've had a back issue for all these years. So if somebody tells me, you know, I have a back issue, I can relate and say, you know, I have a back issue too, but that isn't the time maybe to see how bad mine is compared to yours
yes.
because you're in the midst of it.
Yes.
So I think you have to really be kind to the person and be understanding if they can't walk right, if they can't stand right. They're not trying to play that up. Believe me, I think most of us, we really want to have a productive, movable kind of life. And when you don't, you're pretty unhappy. So I feel like the person who's the caregiver really needs to, you know, be a servant. And mm-hmm. for some people, that's kind of a hard thing to do. Joe, you had a raise your hand.
Yeah, speaking of a caregiver, I mean, from the perspective of a caregiver, I believe it's very important, you know, to have our thinking be more in line with the fact that it isn't that I have to take care of my spouse or my family, but it's rather I get to take care mm-hmm. of my spouse and family. I mean, that changes everything, is having the right perspective when it comes to these trials and tribulations that we're all going to be faced with at some point in time in our lifetime and during our marriage. And for some folks, as Brian, as you're saying, sometimes that is chronic. It's just like every day there's pain in these people's lives. And, but again, if we can just, you know, step back and begin to look at, you know, God's purposes in those trials, it really can greatly affect the outcome and how we serve each other as a husband and wife.
Well, at 7:20, our guests have been Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. How can folks learn more about this topic and reach out to you guys?
Well, the best way would be through My Marriage Matters on Facebook, or they can go to our website, either joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com, and then that's a good place for them to ask their questions if they'd like to. And then I would like to just make it a challenge today for the listeners to read from Ecclesiastes 9 through 12, just about the cord of three strands is not easily broken. And so just the need for us to, together as a couple, really stand firm in the Lord, accept help from other people, be gracious to one another, feel good when you feel good, and when you feel bad, be there for each other and get to care for each other.
Well, thanks again for the great advice, you two, and we'll have you back next week.
Sounds
good.
Thank
you so much.
Welcome back to you, Brian.
Have a good day.